the USSR.
Yeah, we both made that noise at the same time. So if you're just tuning in, this is Coral FM. I'm on Sound FM, and Pete Aldridge is here with me in the studio.
Hi, everybody.
Under the tarp. Around the tarp. There's a tarp in the studio. It's we'll leave the mystery there too. I think interesting. So you're here to talk about the Beatles White album series that's going on with Numis this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
So how's it going? Like, are you?
It's going well. Yeah, I'm really excited. We're pretty much ready. We're doing a little bit more rehearsal tonight.
Yeah.
And we've got another one tomorrow night with the symphony. So for those who don't know, the concert series is my band, the Urban Monks, and the Numis Symphony Orchestra, which is made up of a lot of Laurier students who are in their music program.
And very, very good.
Yes, and very, very good. And so what we're doing is the White Album Note for Note with the help of that orchestra and my friend Ian Newton, who's coming to help us reconstruct Revolution Number 9.
Yes, I call Ian an oral artisan. It's got 48, I think it's 48 different sounds, all sort of, you know, I don't know about you, but the first time I heard Revolution 9, I'm kind of like, okay, what is this? But, you know, if you listen to it, it's kind of like, the more you listen to it, the more you get out of it.
Yeah,
so,
I like it more and more every time I listen to it. Like, it's kind of like a symphony.
Yeah, it is.
In an abstract kind of form, I guess. Like, not with traditional instrumentation, but there's still, like, the rises and the falls and the moments that are really anxiety-provoking and then the ones that are kind of, like, sweet and lulling. So it has a huge range within it, for sure.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You did such a good job with Sergeant Pepper's and Magical Mystery Tour. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
That was
thank
really
you.
Good.
You I'm glad you liked it.
And the orchestra, it was fabulous. So for the White Album, it's a bit, like, it's a much different sound. It's a huge departure for the Beatles. It was like, whoa. It was a revelation for Beatle fans. What was the most challenging thing you found about the instrumentation?
Well... I mean, this time it feels easier. Oh, I should explain. We've done the White Album a couple times, actually, as a group. But this time it's easier because we're not worrying about all the orchestral instrumentation. We've got an orchestra to do it, which is a real treat, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
So, in terms of just, like, getting the sounds right, it's a small kind of number, but Wild Honey Pie is really weird.
I was going to say, Honey Pie.
Yeah.
You know, Honey Pie and Wild Honey Pie.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you're having a great time with Rocky Raccoon and Why Don't We Do It in the Road.
Oh, yeah.
And Savoy Truffle. These are all great. Do you have a favorite song on the White Album?
That's really tricky. I really like a lot of them, but I'm a huge fan of Happiness is a Warm Gun. I really like Savoy Truffle. I really like Cry Baby Cry. You know, there's not a song on, you know, the album that really, well, okay. There are a couple that I'm like, meh. But in playing them, they're just so much fun. Like, Ringo's Don't Pass Me By. I really like, I was kind of like, oh, this is going to be, you know, whatever. Like, it's a 1-4-5 progression. It's not going to be much fun. But when you're playing it, it's like, it's really like feel good. I don't know. It's simple, but.
And then there's Why Don't We Do It in the Road. This is how old I am. My father wouldn't let me listen to that.
Oh, really?
You're not allowed to listen to that song. Why not? You know, because it's suggestive. I guess so. I don't know. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah. Now parents are letting their kids listen to like DMX and Eminem and all that stuff.
Yeah. Let me think here. So 1, 2, 3, 4. How many songs? Okay, so I need to find Savoy Truffle, which is like 3 from the end. Or I could play Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Yeah, well, why don't you do, that's number 8, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do number 8.
Great.
Hold on a minute, I'm queuing this up. Just for the, because I know you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I gotta go take my dad to the airport.
Oh, wow. is he,
hi, Dad. They're not gonna be here, no. They saw the other two, and they're gonna see the Abbey Road and Let It Be One, but they're out. My dad just retired. They're going out to this condo that they own in Kelowna, Kelowna.
You know, it's all his fault that you're doing this. I went up to him and told him after the concert, it's all your fault because he's a major Beatles fan. So we should, yeah, definitely. He's great. Okay, so I know you have to take him to the airport, and Sophie is going to be...
Yeah, so while Sophie won't be there, my daughter is Sophie, and she was there for the last show, which was really great. But she's with her mom for this show. Hopefully she'll be there for Abbey Road and Let It Be, but...
Well, I brought all that, so we'll do Abbey Road and Let It Be next time.
Cool. All right.
For ticket information, if people want to get tickets,
what's the protocol? Yeah. So Rare Funk is selling tickets. I know that.
Awesome.
On King Street there. The Conrad Center will have a box office, I'm sure. And the Numis website, I guess you can call. There's a number on there. It's a little difficult to actually get a hold of them, but perseverance. That's the key, I think.
I would try Rare Funk right downtown. They're right there. And the Conrad Center is right downtown. So this is great. Well, I really appreciate you dropping in.
Because, thanks for having me here. You know, and let me say hi, Misha.
Hi, Misha. Hey, Misha. How's it going?
Hi, neighbor.
We can say hi to Ken Wood, too, because I know you guys are all friends.
Oh, Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken. Are you listening?
Hi, Ken.
He's going to kill me. All right, then. Okay, let's play Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Thanks for having me here, Coral.
Oh, my pleasure, Pete. Anytime, and good luck. You don't need luck on the weekend. It'll be a great show.
Thanks.
Peter Aldridge from the Urban Monks, the White Album series this weekend, the Conrad Center, 8 o'clock. Here is one of his favorite songs. I know it better be this. Happiness is a Warm Gun on Coral FM.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh, yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. With the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
my pal Pete Ulrich from the Urban Monks. Happiness is a Warm Gun from, of course, the Beatles' White Album. And they are performing that note for note this Friday night at the Conrad Center for Performing Arts right downtown Kitchener with the Numis Orchestra and special guest Ian Newton, who is going to recreate Revolution 9. And that's a feat all in itself. So I can hardly wait to see that. If you're just tuning in, this is Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on your digital cable, and 100.3 on your analog dial. I did want to mention this, too. Last week, I was trying to give away some tickets. I have a pair of tickets for KWLT's Anger in the Ernest and Ernestine, which continues right through until this weekend at the Registry Theater. So if you want to give me a call at 519-884-2567, I can give you a pair of tickets. And also, I have a pair of tickets to the VOC Silent Film Harmonic presentation of Pandora's Box on Saturday night at the Registry Theater, which is going to be great. Anger in Ernest and Ernestine is at KWLT on Princess Street in the Black Box Space, and VOC Silent Harmonic as at the Registry Theater this Saturday night. And I had Ted Harms as a guest on the show last week, and that's going to be an amazing show. So if you'd like a pair of tickets for either one of these shows, give me a call at 519-884-2567. Now, I'm going to play, just because I'm thinking about Ian here doing Revolution 9, I thought just for fun, I'll play Revolution 9 from the Beatles' White Album. So here is Revolution 9 on Coral FM, and you're not.
Number 9, 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 number 9.
Number nine. Standing still
upon the telegraph.
Number nine. Number nine.
Watusi, the twist,
Eldorado.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
There.
What?
Maybe even then. Exposure is something that's difficult to bear.
Revolution 9 in its entirety from the Beatles' White Album. And Ian Newton is going to be performing that live as part of the White Beatles, the White Album series with the Numis Orchestra and Peter Aldridge and the Urban Monks this Friday. So I thought it would be kind of fun to hear, to listen to it. I'm hard to wait to see what he's going to do with this live. I think it'll be great. And the White Album was a huge departure for the Beatles anyway. It has all different types of music on it. And Honey Pie is awesome. And Helter Skelter is, you know, is just whacked. Cry Baby Cry, there's lots of acoustic, lovely acoustics on here too, like Cry Baby Cry, Happiness is a Warm Gun, Martha My Dear, which is based on, as I think Pete and I talked about before, that's the name of Paul's sheepdog. So anyway, if you're a Beatles fan and you want to see the White Album performed live, then you should check this out this Friday at the Conrad Center. And as Pete mentioned, now he's driving on the airport down the 401. Hey, Pete, and your dad. Tickets are available at Rare Funk Downtown Kitchener, which is a great store. I like it there a lot. And also at the Conrad Center. You can try the Numis site as well. So that's coming up this Friday with special guest Ian Newton. I think that's going to be so great. Anyway, I'm here till 6 o'clock, and I got a few more things to talk about here. Rattle, rattle. Can you hear all my pages rattling here? Oh, yes, yes, yes,